This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have African-American Credit Union Coalition's very own Renee Satty-White, Inclusive's Pablo De Filippi, CU Pride's Zach Christensen, and National Association of Latino Credit Unions and Professionals, Diana Hastings. They're all here to talk about DEI Tuesday, which is going to take place March 1st at the GAC. And they're calling it an enlightenment period for credit unions, and they explain why, along with all the other activities that are going to be going on surrounding this event. So really, really good stuff here from Renee, Pablo, Zach, and Diana. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And my, do we have a program in store for you? Look who we have here in our virtual studios, the virtual Brady Bunch format that Zoom does so well. So, oh my gosh, we got a really cool topic. We're talking about DEI Tuesday today, and we're going to be celebrating that during the GAC, actually. So we'll get into those details first. Let's do some introductions, shall we? So I'm going to go to my, and Zoom, it always reverses it. So I'm just going to do this. I'm going to start with Renee Satty-White from African-American Credit Union Coalition. Renee, how are you this morning? Happy Monday to you.
Thank you. Doing great. Glad to be here. Thank you for having us. We so appreciate it. We feel like we're at the GAC already.
I know. It's going to be here before you know it, just in a couple of weeks. So good stuff. Great to, thanks for being here, Renee. And then right below Renee and me, kind of diagonal a little bit, is Diana Hastings from the National Association of Latino Credit Unions and Professionals. Diana, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Happy Monday. And then right next to Diana is Pablo De Filippi from Inclusive. Pablo, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Always a pleasure. And then last but not least, Mr. Zach Christensen from CU. Zach Christensen from CU Pride. Zach, how are you?
Doing great, Mike. Thank you so much. Wonderful
oh, you're welcome.
To be here with all of these amazing people.
Yeah, so. Amazing crew for sure. So again, we're talking about DEI Tuesday, and you guys kind of subtitled it an enlightenment period for credit unions, and we'll get to that in a second. But Renee, I'm going to start with you here. What is DEI Tuesday for those one or two people that don't know out, who haven't heard yet? So give us a lot
of, it's not even one or two people. A lot of people haven't heard about it. So okay. Thank you for being so generous with that.
You're welcome.
2019, Pablo and I were having a conversation, and we wanted to make sure that Pablo has his feet in two camps. So he's a board member at NALCUP, and he's also a senior leader at Inclusive. So having those two hats, he was two of our trio. So we had ACUC, NALCUP, and Inclusive, and we did the DEI Tuesday. That was before CU Pride had become CU Pride. And so what we wanted to do was we wanted to show the solidarity of why it's important for diversity, equity, and inclusion. And so 2019 at GAC, was born at GAC, another CUNA baby.
Oh yeah,
with DEI Tuesday. And so what we did was the three organizations came together. We agreed that we would post signs and that we would attend each other's functions so that we could spread the word about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Good. So that's how it came about.
Okay,
DEI Tuesday at the GAC.
Okay. Now, Pablo, I'm coming to you for this because since it sounds like you and Renee were the original ones who started this whole thing. So why is it an enlightenment period for credit union? What's the why here?
Well, the why is because, you know, this has become front and center of the industry, right? We are finally, these are not issues that we're discussing on, you know, at the corner. You know, this is now part of the conversation mm-hmm. our industry is having. We're seeing this, you know, real interest and for Ukrainians to embrace and really understand that DEI needs to be part of our DNA, and it has become part of that. Okay. You know, ACUC, you know, led the charge about getting the DEI principle become our eighth principle as a movement. And we're hoping that that's going to be understood throughout the industry.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And Diana, I'm going to come to you on this one. What compelled you to kind of join this fabulous group here? So what attracted you to this? And then what are you going to, I guess, kind of put forth in DEI Tuesday?
Well, I mean, I'm a firm believer of echoing the message, right? If you want to expand and grow. And so when I came on board to NALCUP, last year. This is something that they had already on the works, clearly. And it's definitely something that NELCUP is completely behind. So, you know, we just wanted to expand the message into the different networks that we all and each other represent, right? And to really promote that message. And like they said, to really knowing or projecting that message that we are united in this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And Zach, what compelled you guys to join this group as well? I mean, obviously you were, it sounds like you were the kind of the final puzzle the final piece of the puzzle in this gathering. So what do you guys bring to the table as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, definitely a puzzle piece that we had to form first, and in true inclusive nature that these organizations have, they wanted to make sure that the voices were at the table. And so it was a very intentional, authentic invitation from Renee and Pablo and Diana, saying, hey, we're doing this. You're a part of this. You're going to be a part of this. There's been greater support from both organizations for CU Pride being a newer organization. And for us, it's another way to share that piece of the DEI journey within credit unions. So we're going to be able to have a conversation about LGBTQ plus voices within our happy hour reception. And, I don't think the DEI ever has a final piece. So I know that we're going to have more organizations out there, more people that we're going to be bringing to the table, but very, very thankful, very humble to AACUC NELCUP and Inclusive for ensuring that CU Pride is here this year.
Well, I mean, it's a natural, I apologize for using the puzzle as an analogy. It's all I can think of off the top of my head. I apologize. But I mean, everybody kind of fits together really nicely here is what I was envisioning. So, and it seems like it was a natural fit to have, I mean, each and every one of you are just, you know, you bring such great attributes to the table. So why not? So, and like you said, DEI is such a fabric of credit unions now, and it kind of always has been, but in the last few years, Renee, it's just really, and we've talked about this before, just how it's really kind of exploded onto the scene and it's been like a top tier priority for a lot of folks out there right now. So how do you feel about that? And how does DEI Tuesday play a role in that and keeping that momentum going?
So the good news is like, it's extraordinary, right? Like what has happened is extraordinary in the industry. We would not even be able to do this if I didn't give the shout out to General Sanchez, who is Grace Sanchez, formerly of CUNA, happily now of ACUC. She worked for CUNA for 14 and a half years, serving three credit union presidents, the credit union trade organization presidents, Bill Cheney, Dan Mica, and our friend Jim Nussel. And yep. It is amazing to me what she brings. I'm so happy that she's with us. So we were having a conversation, one of our monthly meetings, and she said, you know, Renee, I really think that all the organizations should be together and we should have like a round table, open house. So why don't we all do everything at one place? And I'm thinking, now I don't know, because we do our thing. We have our thing the way we do it. NELCUP has their thing the way they do it. And then, Inclusive, they're doing Juntos Avanzamos. I'm like, ah. And then I said, well, that sounds like good. So I talked to the powers that be. Mm-hmm. Everybody said, yeah, let's do it.
All right.
So we found this wonderful venue. And so we're really excited because you get to come to one place, except for Juntos, I can't say it right. Juntos Avanzamos.
There you go.
The round table is going to be at the convention center.
Okay.
But what's extraordinary is that you have all of these organizations that have come together for DEI Tuesday. So you'll start at noontime for NELCUP, and then you'll hang around and do some wonderful things that NELCUP has for you with their luncheon. And then after that, right before the networking reception for ACUC, will be a cocktail reception with CU Pride. Oh my God, this is so great. Like, so you have all of this happening under one roof, so to speak. And I'm totally encouraged by that. So totally what AACUC and what we've seen with all the credit union movement is that there's so much intentionality of people coming together. And so this is a great example of collaboration. It's a great example of what credit unions do innately for their members and for the people that they collaborate with. So this is a collaboration beyond DEI. It's beyond diversity, equity, inclusion. It's more about making sure that all voices are heard.
Yeah. Great point. Great point. And Pablo, I mean, this is the first one, right? And so is this going to be kind of an annual event at the GAC, I'm assuming, or
what are the plans? Yeah. But Mike, yes, this is the first time we're doing it this way. But, you know, the important thing to recognize is that these activities have been happening for a very long time.
You're right about that. Yep.
So NALCAP has done forever, you know, the reception on Tuesday. ACUC, the same thing. We've had our Juntos Avanzamos roundtable for a long time as well. So this is, you know, a way for us to support each other, but at the same time, these organizations that are leading this are kind of the visible part of a movement that is much bigger, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so we have a number of organizations behind this effort. What's important is to recognize that these organizations are kind of, you know, the organizations that were talking about DEI before anybody else was talking about DEI, before DEI even was part of our vocabulary, right? and that's important to recognize because, you know, we've been doing this for decades. But, you know, coming together in the fashion that Renee described it is going to make it also like a continuum of activities where we are reinforcing this notion that we are united, that this is something that is not just them or us, it's us together.
Right. Yeah. Great point. Great perspective for sure. And on those heels, Diana, what are your goals here? Gosh, if I can get that question out, my gosh, it really is a Monday. What are your goals here, Diana? What do you guys want to achieve, especially for this initial one? And we're all kind of back in person for the first time in forever, it seems like. So it's going to be really fun and probably possibly emotional as well for the first time. So what do you guys want to achieve with this first one?
I mean, I think we already achieved coming together, right, on mm-hmm. the same table and amplifying each other's voices and messages. I think the main goal to go from here is really to duplicate this effort and to show people that coming together really works, right? To acquire additional members, right, that can join the movement, yeah. And really to show that this is just the beginner. That this is just the beginning. There will be other events where we duplicate these efforts and in order to expand and to prove that this really does work and that we need to reach out to those smaller groups that may be out there because most people didn't know, right, about our history and to the fact that we've been doing this for a while and really come together. Go out, find those individuals, bring them into this movement because this is going to only get better and bigger every year.
Yeah, that's an understatement, I think, for sure. And yeah. Zach, I mean, how do you see this benefiting credit unions in the long run? Because like Diana just said, this is going to get better and bigger as the years go on, for sure. So having said that, how do you see this really benefiting credit unions moving forward? Because again, we've said it a number of times in this interview that this is our DNA that's already been instilled in what we do in a day in and day out basis, but it's really come to the forefront. So how do you see it progressing from here and benefiting credit unions?
You know, I think that the best way that it's going to benefit people is that even though people may know of AACUC, NALCAP, CU Pride, this gives them a chance to really see all of it in action, get a true, deeper understanding of what each organization is doing. Just a quick example, I had the wonderful honor to present to the AACUC's DEI Leadership Academy last week, and the questions that I get from these cohorts are incredibly vulnerable and amazing, but it just brings to the forefront for me that, hey, there's not a lot of people having these conversations with other credit unions. Otherwise, I wouldn't get these questions. And right. So I'm excited because CU Pride has the intersectionality. We have our Black and African American and people of color. We have our Latinos and Latinx and Hispanic. We cover a broad base. And so to be able to kind of say, hey, we're part of your group, even if you don't know it, don't know somebody who is. We encompass everything. And so that's really what I'm excited for, is to really just open the door for some people to see what everyone is doing, because I have learned so much in the past month about what NowCup and AACUC is doing that, you know, my mind's a little bit blown as well. But I think you start there, you just open that door, open the door for people to really understand and embrace it, that this is not, this truly is about creating relevancy for a credit union movement, about making sure that we survive and go into the future.
Yeah, Zach, as you're talking, the word upside popped in my brain. There's so much upside to this, because it sounds like with this event, just specifically, this is just the beginnings, laying the foundation, it sounds like. And like you said, Pablo, it's just going to get, or maybe it's Diana, it's just going to get better and bigger as we go. So, oh my gosh. So where can folks go? Renee, where can folks go to find out more about this, register and attend? And again, this is going to be an in-person event, so that's going to be an exciting in itself. So where can folks go to find out more information and even register to attend?
So the good news is I can't even tell you that. That's Diana. So we've divvied up stuff.
Okay.
So that Diana did a great job of mobilizing Eventbrite to our satisfaction. And so you can register on Eventbrite, but I'm gonna let Diana put that in the chat for you, as well as to let you know how to do that.
Okay. And is there anything else that folks should know, Diana, about registering? Or I mean, obviously the, you know, where it is, when it is, all that type of stuff. Anything else that you want folks to know?
Yes. So I also want to give the credit to Inclusive, because they created a landing page that has all of those events listed. So you don't even have to go around trying to search, where do I register for this one and that one? It's all on one page. You got your whole full DEI Tuesday day covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's absolutely right. I'll be sharing that on the link, so you can share with our, your viewers as well. Yep. But the most important thing is that it's a full day event. We start as early with the Inclusive Juntos Avanzamos roundtable, and then it moves on to the NELCUP networking reception at noon, 5 o'clock. Then it's your happy hour, and then followed by AACUC. So you got your day covered, and come in and fully submerge yourself in these different, but echoing the same message correctly.
So there's plenty of opportunity to join the festivities, so to speak, and be a part of this for sure. And spread the word too, for sure. All right. Well, my last question traditionally is, anything else to add? And Zach, I'm going to start with you. Anything else to add here from your perspective?
I think we've said it all. And for you to be a part of the next journey with us, you show up and support us to DEI Tuesday. If you're not a GAC, believe me, we're going to have plenty of opportunities for all credit union people to join us virtually, worldwide.
Right on.
This is not something you have to do in person. We know that over the past couple years. So
yeah, the hybrid approach is going to be our normal approach from now on, I think, which is a good thing. So more people can check it out and get educated and stuff. So Pablo, you're next up for what else? Anything else to add?
Well, beyond the DI Tuesday at the GAC, our vision is to make this a year-round thing, right? Where DI Tuesday takes place in every conference that holds within the
great idea.
Right?
Yeah.
This is something that can be replicated. It doesn't have to be the four of us doing it. There are so many people in our movement that are part of these organizations. So why just restrict it to GAC? We're going to do it throughout the year. We're going to have a DI Tuesday at the Inclusive Conference in San Juan, Puerto Rico in May. And hopefully we'll see more organizations doing the same. Let's open up the space. Let's make this part of our identity.
Yep. Why not? Why not? Diana, anything else to add here?
Oh, just wanted to meet you all in person, hopefully, here in the next coming weeks, right? It's coming in quick. So, it's going to be a great event.
Yep, no doubt. Renee, I'm going to let you have the final word here.
Mike, we appreciate you letting us come on to discuss this because it's so very, very important. Yep. But I want to make sure that we gave a shout out to our sponsor and our supporters. So our sponsor, of course, is CUNA Mutual Group. They always take care of us. They want to make sure that they are out front. They are, for me, the leaders of diversity, equity, and inclusion. The work that Angela Russell does and her team is extraordinary. Our supporters are Humanity, Mitchell Stankovic and Associates. We've got Humanity, as I said, Coopera, the DEI Collective, and CUNA. And so it's just all of this, all of these people, all these organizations who are supporting us, mm-hmm. it's just fantastic. Yep. And so again, more to the collaboration and the credit union spirit. I'm going to mm-hmm. end with this. As always, always, we want you to attend, but we want you to visit the different websites of the organizations that are spreading the word about diversity, equity, and inclusion. We want you to be bold, be mindful, and be brave.
Well said. We're going to end that on a high note. So thank you so much, Renee. Everybody, thank you so much for being here today. And I can't wait to see you guys in 2 weeks. So until then, be well, be safe. All right.
Thanks, Mike.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.